Hey everybody, and welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans, and I'm your transformation coach, health strategist, and internationally published author, helping take your life and your business, your health, fitness, mindset, and body from where you are right now to where it is that you want to be. You probably hear some magpies chirping and singing in the background. The sun is just coming up this morning, and I'm having a nice walk outside to stretch the legs before I get focused into my work today. Already served some clients. This morning, going to go back and knuckle down for the day before serving some other clients later this morning and this evening. Today, I wanted to talk about fear. We all have different fears. But the challenge is, how do we become fearless? How do we face those things in our life that we are scared of and still achieve the success that we want? I tell you, right back in primary school, I guess my earliest recollections, I was scared of having conversations with people. I was scared of being with other people, forming friendships and that kind of stuff. And no one gives you those skills, and you just hope that you turn up in a playground and people will play with you, and you can form some connections, and one connection leads to another connection, and I think it's really too different now in adulthood, really, is that you form a relationship, and that relationship often leads to other conversations and relationships. And you know, if we want to get further along in life, it's going to be the people that we meet and that we have around us. And I, from that early recollection, I then remember when it came to my schoolwork, I wasn't a particularly great student, and I guess I was scared of exams, tests, that kind of stuff. Assignments I was fine with, because I could research, I could go to the library. It was in the days before the internet even existed, and you could have more time to do it. But I was really scared of the test, because it's like, what if I don't remember it? What if I don't know the answer? What if I fail? And that is where most of our fear comes from, failure. The fear of whatever failure means to you. So whether that's failure in getting a certain mark, what does that mean? Well, it means that certain people will feel certain ways about you, whether it's the teacher, your parents, yourself, you not being worthy, etc. There's also the fear of rejection, like I said before about the relationship, the friendship in the schoolyard, the fear that someone will reject you and not want to, say, play with you. As we get older in life, for me, one of the big things in terms of rejection was with women. Every person that I asked out up to the age of 23 said no. And it's like, wow, okay, so what did that do? Well, there was a period of time there I didn't even bother asking, because it's like everyone's going to say no. And I made up stories as to what that meant. It's like, I'm not good enough. I'm a short guy. So it's like I wasn't tall enough, wasn't good looking enough, wasn't smart enough, wasn't athletic enough. All those types of things that you, horrible stories that you say to yourself. And then, you know, you go on through adult life, and I got married, have kids, and then you've got a fear of, I suppose, whether you're going to be the right sort of father, whether you're going to be able to be good enough in your career, and what's holding me back. Why are other people seemingly smarter? Why are they getting promoted ahead of you? All those types of things. And we're all here to have our own journey, our own experience. And, from my experience, the best thing that we can do is putting ourselves in a position where we have the ability to perform at our best. And that looks different for each and every person. But when you can do your best, you can do no better than that. And your best may not be good as someone else's best, but that doesn't matter. It's about what you can achieve for you. And it took me a long time to get my head around that, but it's only been probably since I was 40 that I made the decision to step out of corporate world and start my own business and then really focus on being the better version of myself and working very hard every day at understanding what does it take to be the most successful version of me? How do I move every area of my life from where it was to a higher level of performance, higher level outcomes, higher level of happiness? I mean, through the stages where I was doing this, it's been 10 years now that I've been divorced. But yeah, what a hell of a journey that has been in terms of me learning about myself and deciding that I'm not just going to settle. And part of that was overcoming my fear of what would it mean if I left this relationship? What's it going to mean for my children, my young children at the time? What's it going to mean for my wealth? Because we were going from a dual income family, probably pulling in $250,000 a year, and in income, building a really solid wealth for the future, not having to go without anything. We were both fairly frugal, but if we wanted something, we bought it. If we wanted to go on a holiday, and it was a fancy holiday, then yes, we were sensible about it. We only went on a couple of holidays in 20 years, to be honest, but yeah, we didn't have to worry about that. So there's that fear of, am I going to have enough money? Am I going to be able to survive? Where am I going to run my business from? So I was running it from home with a big studio. I was on an acreage. I couldn't afford to stay in the acreage. Didn't want to stay in the acreage because of the, you know, I wanted to start afresh and so forth because of the divorce. And a lot of fears around that. Am I going to be able to run my business effectively in a new location? Am I going to be a smart business person? And am I going to be able to get all the sales that I want to be able to achieve? So much doubt and fear in terms of what it is that we do each and every day. And the way that I overcame that fear, I had a massive fear of public speaking back in the day when I was in high school, even in uni, to be honest, that fear of speaking in front of other people. And one of the ways that I got out of that fear was when I started running my own business. I said, if I want to make this a success, I have to step outside my comfort zone. I have to network. I have to get on stage. I have to be able to do presentations. I have to do all these things that really don't come naturally to me so that I can run a successful business. And because it was or is an incredible passion of mine doing what I do, and I am always going to make it work, I just do it. Because I know that if I don't do it, I can't be successful. I might be average, but I don't want to be average. I want to be able to do the things that other people aren't doing, or those that are the best at what they do, doing what they're doing as well, learning from those that are the most successful around the globe and doing what they're doing, but doing it my way. So that was a big thing. And so in terms of getting out of the fear of some of these other things, I looked at, why am I scared of this? What's holding me back from doing it? And often it's just a laziness thing. It's like, I don't have to work that hard. That's what I battled with for many years after I got, probably 2 years after I got divorced. There was a lot of resentment. There was a lot of, not accountability on myself, a lot of blame, a lot of disappointment, and a real inward look at the person that I was, the person that I wanted to be, and the action that I had been taking all this time and the action I hadn't been taking all this time, and really a determination that I wanted things to be fundamentally different. Every area of my life, from my health to my wealth to my relationships, my intimate relationships to business relationships to my business outcomes, etc., etc. So I made up stories as to why I wasn't further along in my business, why I wasn't achieving the success that I wanted to achieve when I first started my business. And I think a lot of it came down to the personal relationships that I had, my marriage. I then had to, after that, I had a couple of other relationships that have lasted, 18 months, 2 years. My last one lasted, 3 years or so. And ultimately, I've been happily single for over 3 years now. But I think what all of that has helped me realize is that, do you know what? You need to be focusing on you and the things that you need to be achieving here. And that's brought me a lot more happiness. Now, obviously, I've got two teenage daughters. Sorry about this. There's a guy with a leaf blower down here. I have two young kids that require still a lot of my time. My eldest one's requiring less time. She's spending more time with her boyfriend and going to uni and doing those things. And like, she's 18 this year, so she's an adult and will be relying less and less on me and her mum in terms of taking her places and doing all that sort of stuff. She's becoming more independent. My youngest one, who's in that hospital all the time, she demands a lot of my attention still. And I think beyond when they move out, all the time that I will then have to be able to focus even more so on the outcomes that I want to be achieving without the necessary distractions of everything else that goes on in having the kids around and so forth. And being single is just perfect for me. I really love that, because my time is so, I guess, spread thin amongst so many different people. I'm always giving myself to other people. So it gives me a chance to focus on the things that I want to focus on, like more focus on my health and wellness, my own training, food, all that type of stuff, but as well as the business side of things as well. I love business. I love getting better outcomes for business. And, a weekend ago, I was up in Canberra speaking on stage to about 330 people, and I just loved that. It's the first paid speaking gig that I've done, and it went off really well, and I'm hoping that more things come from that one. But at some point, I was terrified of stepping onto a stage, but knowing what I need to do to become a better and best version of myself, I needed to do it. So I started recording podcasts. I started going to networking events, practicing what I was saying, practicing my thinking, being confident about my subject matter. And now I could stand on stage and talk about anything. I could stand on stage and I could say, give me a topic, and just start talking about it. And I'd be able to do it just as confidently as if it was a topic that I knew well. What was coming out may not be super awesome, because I may not know the random topic, but the way that I could get it across would just be as confident, because that just comes from practice. And that is another way to get out of your fear. You've got to practice. So for me, I think the key things are this. You've got to have clear objectives about what it is that you want to be achieving in the different areas of your life. Where you have the fear, identify what the fear is, if that's helpful for you. Otherwise, I would say do it this way. Focus on what you want. What is it that's super important to you across the various areas of your life? We talk about the wheel of life, the circle of life, if you like. And so you've got things like your health, which I believe everybody should put as number one. You got your health. Given that it rhymes, let's go with your wealth next. You've got your relationships. Now, that could come have a couple of spokes on your wheels. That could be your intimate relationships. That could be your relationships with your family. It could be extended family, or it could be relationships with your children. That could be different spokes. Relationships with your business colleagues, your staff, if you're an employee, your other people around you in that space. There's your social network as well. What are you doing in the social space to help keep you fulfilled? Perhaps there's a spiritual base there as well, a spoke, which could be whether it be church stuff, or whether it's just being doing community-minded things, etc., etc. Whatever thrives you in that space, and any other areas of your life that are really important to you to focus on. Maybe there's a hobby part of you, whether it be gardening, it might be playing a musical instrument, it might be just reading or whatever. But identifying what all those different areas are and doing a bit of an assessment to say, well, where are you with each of those things? Like, are all of them in the area, at the level that you want them to be? And so once you've identified the key areas for you, then you dig into each one. Let's pick the health one, for instance. Maybe you have a fear of doing a workout, a fear of eating the right foods because you don't know what the right foods are to eat, a fear of dying of an illness because your parents died of a certain illness. I mean, I've got a horrible family tree in terms of health, and I mean, there's a high chance that what's going to take me is probably dementia or cancer. So what I do, I could be fearful of that. Or I could say, which is what I do, I say, well, despite my family tree not being great in these areas, I'm going to live my best life. So I'm going to put the focus where no one else in my family tree has put it. So I'm going to be focusing on making sure that I'm eating all the right foods, I'm drinking the right water, I'm right amount of water, I'm getting enough sleep, I'm taking supplements, I'm doing strength training. None of my family did strength training. And my dad was a professional athlete. I'm doing that, what I'm doing now, getting out and walking, making sure that I'm growing my mind every day, which is a big one for dementia, and staying focused, putting my health as my number one priority. And then if those things take me, well, so be it. But I'm not going to be fearful of it, and I'm going to take the action that I can control so that I don't have that fear. I don't have a fear of it. I'm passionate about what I do, and I've identified that it's something that is really important to me. When it comes to my business, I look at the different things that I used to be fearful of, like reaching out to people, networking with people, and hoping that, well, you put up a sign and you built a website so everybody will just come to you. It doesn't work that way. So I look at creating that hunger for success from within. And so if you have this fear around your health, if we go back to that, then honestly, the best thing you can do to help you get out of that fear is to get a coach. Get a coach that you can work with in the areas of your health that you want to dramatically improve. And maybe an allied health professional, a doctor, is part of that team, but it's not going to be the only part of your team. You need to make sure that you've got a coach that is going to push you and challenge you. A doctor won't do that generally. They'll do a procedure or give you a prescription or something like that, but they're not going to give you everything that you need in the space to create this sustainable, healthy lifestyle. You need the right coach to help you with that. Get your food right, get your training right. Make sure that you're really loving every step of the way to get the level of health and wellness that you really want. Believe it or not, that could be a fear for some people. People can be fearful. So identify the areas where you want to get better, and just be super passionate about achieving the change. And what you'll find is that your reasons for fear start to get less. Your reasons for becoming fearless become stronger, because you know what you want and you know why you want it. And it doesn't mean that it won't come back from time to time. but the moments that you spend in that fear zone become way less. And know that everybody has got fears, despite what they say. Everybody has a fear of something, some sort of insecurity about themselves, about their ability. And unfortunately, the way that shows up sometimes can be aggressive or defensive, or maybe look like something that's a personal attack on you, because that's where most of our challenges arise each and every day. It's from people that have a first and last name. Well, sorry, it's things that have a first and last name, which is people. It's the relationships. It's the people in our life that tend to cause us the most drama. If you think about the last big challenge that you had, I bet it related to something with a first name and a last name. And a lot of people are fearful of confrontation, of conflict, which, you know, nobody really likes conflict. But the way that I approach it is, well, I'm always going to be the best version of me. And that means that if there's a problem that comes up and it involves a person, then I'm going to resolve it with that person ASAP. You don't back away from it. If you've messed up, if you've made a mistake, if you've done something, oh, I make mistakes, then I reach out to that person straight away as soon as either something's come to your attention or you've acknowledged that, oh, geez, yeah, I really messed up here. I had a something just in the last few days where a client reached out to me and said, oh, they stopped their training with me. And my understanding was that they, based on what they had sent me, and we still get on really well. We've had a meeting since. We're going to do some business together in another way. He said to me, I need to stop for personal reasons right now. I'll let you know when I want to start back. Now, he had paid in advance, and he sent me a message. So my understanding was that let's just leave it in credit and for when he comes back. And he sent me a message over the weekend saying, do you know my bank account details, etc., to settle the account? And so I thought, oh, man, okay. Clearly that was a misunderstanding on my part. So I said, I just sent him a message saying, sorry for the, you know, misunderstanding on my part. I will forward you the money tomorrow. It was a late night message. And I took care of it the next day. And he just said, thank you. And that's it. And so that was just a misunderstanding on my part. So you've got to action these things straight away. We're humans. We have different human experiences sometimes, and somebody can hear the same words and hear something different and give a different meaning to it. But that could have been potential conflict, because I could have gone back and said, hey, you said that you were going to do this, and you know, I can't believe you're doing this now, blah, blah, blah. That's not a sensible strategy, because I'm about building these, nurturing these relationships to make them lifelong relationships. Because we could be doing other business as well, and I'm sure at some point in time, he will come back when he's right. People go through various challenges in their life, and you just don't know whether people are having cash flow issues, particularly in this climate. And so you've got to address these things. And so if you step right into the fear sometimes, because you think, oh, well, what if he says this or what if he says that? Then you just step into it. You just be you. You just be honest. And you have those conversations. And I'm here to tell you that it's not always going to turn out the way that you want. Like, I moved away from a networking situation because I felt like two people, maybe three, got together and determined that for whatever, I still don't understand the true logic behind it, but making up stories about me, various people making up various rumours about me as well, which is, you know, stupid, laughable stuff, which is not true because I know the truth, but spread that amongst a group. And then I've just got to the point where I said, I'm just not comfortable being in this space anymore. That's, if that's you know, what we're going to live with in this networking group with a lot of rumour and gossip and high school rubbish, then I don't belong here. Because life's too short for that. And we all know what the, you know, that high school rubbish is like. And so I decided to leave it. And there's a number of people in that group that would now probably never speak to me ever again. Why? Not because they know the truth, but because they're aligned to people that made up stuff who make it out to be the truth. And it, maybe it's the truth through their eyes. But some people also make up so much stuff that they believe their own BS after a while. And it's just some people's way of connecting with people by gossiping. And whether it's true or not, people will make stuff up just to make them look better or someone else look bad. And honestly, I think that's what happened here, where you know, people were seeing the massive value that I was adding in this group, and I think some people didn't like that. It was threatening their position in the group in terms of how people felt about them. So they thought, let's make up some stuff. Let's create trouble for this person. So it's going to happen. But what I did in that situation, you can go back and listen to it a couple of months ago. I stepped straight into it and addressed the issue. Had some very tough conversations with a number of people about what went on, and it ended up in me resigning from the organisation because, bottom line, people didn't believe me. They believed two other people that had made stuff up instead of what I was saying. Because why? Because these were people that were longer term. They were trusted members. So why wouldn't you believe them? Okay? Why wouldn't you believe them over me? It's two people. But the thing is, two very closely aligned people, and sometimes I think you need to make a bit of a reality check, and that wasn't done in this case. So it's unfortunate, but it happens, and it could happen to you. You're going to be let down, you're going to be disappointed, but the point is, you got to be fearless. You got to get to that point where it doesn't matter what happens in a complex situation. You know who you are, and that's what I said in this instance. Yeah, I know who I am. I know my values. I know my beliefs. I know my morals. I know if I've done something wrong or if I haven't done something wrong. I live my life by a very high set of standards that most people do not. So when people start to say stuff like this, it's like, well, it's just, I know the truth. If other people aren't prepared to listen to that truth and, you know, take you on, you know, what you say, then that's just life sometimes. What people, other people think of you is probably not your business. So you got to move on. And there's going to be some tough times for you. But become fearless about these things. Okay? So I hope that's been helpful for you today. We all have fears. Let's face them head on. Achieve the success that you're worthy of. Achieve the success that you are capable of. Achieve the best life for you, the best outcomes for you. It's so worth it. And along the way, guess what? You're going to find that some people you need to drop off. You need to drop them off. So stay safe, everybody. Stay healthy. If you want to connect with me, go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com. Opt in for a free consultation right there. See you tomorrow.